Time for our baseball insider, Andy Carbone, joining us here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and Andy, an update on the Red Sox spring training camp. We have a knee injury with one of the pitchers, Eduardo Rodriguez. Tell us, give us an update on his situation.
Well, Eduardo looks like he's not going to be ready to start the season in the rotation. He has yet to get back on the mound to throw. He's been thrown off a flat surface. He injured himself about 10 days ago. He was doing some pop-up practice, if you will. He came off the mound funny, kind of slipped, and his kneecap kind of slid out of place and went back in, and you know, he's had a little bit of swelling, so doesn't look like he's going to be ready for the rotation at the start of the season, which is opening up the door for a couple candidates to slide in there as to be one of the other extra starters, Henry Owens being one, the other left-handed starter prospect the Red Sox have. He's so far, he's pitched in 2 games, 5 scoreless innings. He did well again yesterday, pitching 3 scoreless innings against the Tampa Rays, and also opens up the spot potentially for knuckleball with Steven Wright as well.
Yeah, any other pitching notes, Andy? Because I know it's kind of hard in the first week of spring training or so. Maybe let's wait till the last week in March as we head into the regular season or the start of the regular season. But anything strike, anything draw your attention to the pitching? I know, and in fact, David Price really hasn't played in a spring training game yet, the big offseason acquisition.
He hasn't. He, over the weekend, I think it was on Sunday, he pitched in a scrimmage game at JetBlue Park when the Red Sox were playing elsewhere. I think that Price is scheduled to pitch in his first spring game. It's either tomorrow or Thursday. They're kind of, you know, taking it slow with him, but you know, obviously he'll be on the mound come April 4th in Cleveland to start the season off. There's no major issues there. Other than that, there haven't been any major issues with the pitchers from what I've seen so far. Everything's kind of going according to plan. Clay Buchholz had a rough outing on Sunday in his start, but
that's according.
No other injury concerns.
Yeah, that's according to plan too, I guess, right?
He's up and down, as they say. So,
oh man,
not surprising.
Well, how about at third base, Pablo Sandoval? What's the latest on him, and how is spring training treating him?
Well, he's kind of having a rough spring. I mean, I'm not saying in terms of hitting overall, but obviously he comes in with the weight concerns, and he made a couple errors yesterday against Tampa in the field, and people are starting to get on him about the whole weight situation. You know, could he have gotten to a couple balls that he didn't get to? And it's going to be a focal point most of the season. Anytime he doesn't get to a ball or he makes a bad play, people are obviously going to just turn out because he's too big to play the position. All eyes are on Pablo, unfortunately. He's not going to be able to hide in this market. So, we'll see how that progresses. And, talking about defense, obviously, with Hanley over first base, he's had a couple balls get by him, some throws in the dirt. But again, that's going to be another work in progress as this whole spring training continues. So first and third base will be some issues for the Red Sox, no question going on.
Well, when you say all eyes are on Pablo Sandoval, I mean, it's not like you can see anyone else other than Pablo Sandoval. No, that's unfair.
That's a good point.
That's unfair. That's just unfair. All right. On the other hand, though, the bright spot has to be Mookie Betts, right? I mean, he's right back into mid-season form as we speak right now in early March.
Well, Mookie Betts looked like he's ready to start the season yesterday, or the day before. He had a home run yesterday, had a triple over the weekend. He's made a couple of nice plays in the field. Yeah, no question. Mookie is living up to his all the hype from the end of last year going into this year. He's hit the ground running, no question about it.
Last question, Andy. We've talked in the past about some of the players other than the Red Sox that are out there in Major League Baseball as free agents, and surprisingly, a number of them were free agents, even as late as just a week or two ago. What's the latest update on that situation with free agents?
Well, really the biggest name that finally got a job was yesterday. He's one of those free agents that had a draft pick attached to him. If another team signed me, lost your first round draft pick, and that was Pedro Alvarez of the Pittsburgh Pirates third baseman. And the guy hit 27 home runs last year, so now he's going to the Baltimore Orioles for a 1-year deal. I think he's for about $5 million, so he's going in kind of on the cheap for the Orioles, and the Orioles are just adding to their lineup offensively. He's not a certainly not a defensive player. He's not very good at first or third. He's more of a DH type, which is the kind of the role he'll be filling in Baltimore coming over to the American League. But playing at Camden Yards, no question he should hit at least 25 home runs in that lineup. And Orioles pitching is kind of thin, but they're definitely going to bash the ball around with a lineup top to bottom. They have plenty of bumpers, that's for sure.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, birds. All right. Andy, great talking with you, and we'll check in next week.
Sounds good, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider on MSONewsSports.com.